Now, as we've said earlier, the weekend's elections have produced a perfect split in Parliament. If you look at a map of the election results, it also shows an almost perfect split in the way Czechs voted. Throughout Moravia, the eastern part of the country, more voted in favour of the left-leaning Social Democrats, while most of Bohemia, the western part of the Czech Republic, cast more votes for the right-of-centre Civic Democrats. Radio Prague's Brian Sabin spoke with political analysts in both parts of the country to examine possible causes of this split.
Picture a map of the Czech Republic. It almost looks like a jagged kidney with its larger western end jutting out into Germany. In the middle, an imaginary line divides Bohemia, which sits in the west and includes Prague, and Moravia to the east. If you move to the east, the vote swings more towards the left-leaning parties. All five regions of Moravia voted in favor of the Social Democrats. Their greatest rival, the Civic Democrats, came away with victory in 8 of the 9 Bohemian regions. Vera Stiskolikova is from the Department of Political Science at Masaryk University in Brno, the capital of Moravia. She says that it's too simple to characterize the election results as Bohemia versus Moravia. The areas are by no means homogeneous.
You can't talk as Moravia as a whole, you know. Southern Moravia is rich, southern and central. But northern Moravia, it's kind of, you can compare it with the western Bohemia. You know, it's a poorer region. So you can't really take it as Moravia versus Bohemia.
Political scientist Borzivoj Nizdo says economic differences are one main cause of the division in voting. It's not surprising that areas hit by high unemployment and social uncertainty have always leaned more to the left.
One aspect can be economic one. Unemployment in Ostrava region is much higher than in some part of central Bohemia, especially in Prague. We know that in Prague the unemployment actually is not a problem at all because the numbers are about 2-3%, so it's not a problem in Prague. In Ostrava region it's much higher than average of Czech Republic, which is roughly 9% at the moment.
Vera Stiskolikova agrees.
If you look at the election map, you've seen that the Socialist Party, they won in Moravia, and then in the western part of Bohemia, where the unemployment is quite high. The people in northern Moravia, there is, I don't know, 17% of people being unemployed. So they would vote either for the Communist Party or for the Socialist Party.
The one place in Bohemia that saw the Civic Democrats defeated was the northwest region of Uski nad Labem, one area in the west of the country that closely resembles economic conditions in the east. Even so, there, as in many other regions, the voting was close, with the Civic Democrats finishing a close second. It seems Czech politics had become far more polarized than in the past, with the two largest parties also snapping up the majority of the votes.
This polarization is here and I think will stay with us because voters now know, maybe more than before, that actually it's quite important to find decision if I will vote this or that political party. So this polarization maybe will be even more visible in next election. But on the other side, I think that there is position, there is role for minor political parties, and these parties won't disappear from Czech political scene.
Political analyst Borzivoj Hnízdo ending that report by Brian Sabin.